The campaign began late last year in Anchorage and snowballed to other communities, including Sitka, Ketchikan, Kotzebue, Bethel, and Fairbanks. Overall, the PFD Voter Ballot Initiative, a proposal that automatically registers people to vote at the same time they apply for their yearly payouts, has gained support from some 42,000 Alaskans. That's nearly double the number it needed to make it on a ballot in case some signatures were invalid. Here's John Henry Heckendorn, the Anchorage-based campaign manager for the PFD Voter Initiative.
We're confident that by overshooting the required mark by so much, we're going to make it onto the ballot.
After the Division of Elections combs through all the signatures, the proposal will likely show up in either August's primary or November's general election. Then it will be up to voters. Heckendorn says the Common Sense Initiative was born out of a working group on elections reform organized by Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, and it gained support across party lines. The PFD Voter Ballot Initiative is endorsed by a broad spectrum of agencies, including the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, and the Alaska Federation of Natives. The majority of the campaign's funding has come from ANCSA Regional Association, Alaska Conservation Voters, and the ACLU of Alaska. Heckendorn says the group's main arguments for merging voter registration with PFD applications is to make it easier for people to vote and to make state government more efficient by reducing redundancies and paperwork.
This initiative is a move towards using the resources that we've already invested in to do double and even triple duty. Alaska has one of the lower rates of accurate voter registration in the U.S. This initiative would make Alaska's voting system the most accurate voting system of any state in U.S. history. That's huge.
The working group, which included Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins, modeled their initiative after Oregon's motor voter law, which automatically registers people to vote when they renew or apply for a driver's license or state ID at the DMV. Zoe Kitchell, Sitka's field organizer for the campaign, says Christ Tompkins was instrumental in garnering support.
He himself was out there at the Star Wars premiere collecting signatures and running around frantically helping the effort for the last 2 weeks of December.
There is a shift already happening on the state level in terms of digital voter registration. The Division of Elections recently launched an online form, and since November, according to Lieutenant Governor Mallott, some 600 people have signed up to vote. That's an improvement, Kitchell says, but still not enough.
There's still that limiting factor that you're really excited to vote, you go to register online 25 days before the election, and that's still not soon enough, even though it's online. And so by automatically registering people, they don't have to worry about that 30-day restriction, and it just takes another step out of the way.
Last year, more than 500,000 Alaskans received PFD checks. Kitchell says if this ballot initiative passes, some 70,000 more people could simultaneously be registered to vote.
We're trying to change voting from an opt-in system to an opt-out system.
Some opponents of the initiative are fearful of giving too much personal information to the government. Were it to pass, Kitchell says, the ballot initiative would not collect any more information than the PFD application. The initiative also includes an opt-out clause. Within a month of applying for the PFD, residents will receive a postcard in the mail that gives them the option of deregistering to vote. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.